It was my first encounter with the dry double entendre that plays such a part in the life of the Christian community behind the Iron Curtain. Hastily, I arranged my features to match the sober expression of his own. As we talked, several customers came in. I was interested to see how busy the little shop was. When we were alone again, I asked the proprietor if there were Bible stores in other communist countries. "Some yes, some no," he said. He began dusting the shelves. "I understand that in Russia Bibles are very scarce indeed. In fact, they tell me fortunes are being made there. A man smuggles 10 Bibles into Russia and sells them for enough to buy a motorcycle. He drives the motorcycle back into Poland or Yugoslavia or East Germany and sells it for a fat profit, with which he buys more Bibles. That's just hearsay, of course." All that morning I visited with the Bible shop owner, and when it came time to say goodbye, I did it regretfully. Walking back to the school, I tried to make sense of the visit. Here was a store selling Bibles openly to anyone who wanted one, hardly an example of the religious persecution we had so often heard about in Holland. And yet my friend was as circumspect in his talk as if he were carrying on an illegal trade. There was an uneasiness, a tension in the air that told me all was not as it seemed. As yet I had not attempted the principal thing I had come to do. I wanted to hand out my 26 lead soldiers openly on the street, to see what would happen. So for several days running I stood on corners. I went to the marketplace, bright with fresh summer vegetables. I rode the trams, and everywhere I handed out my booklets. I had never seen trams as crowded as these. There were riders on the platforms, on the couplings, on the hubs. I remember once squeezing onto a rear platform, holding my tracts over my head so they would not be crushed. A peasant woman near me looked up at the pamphlets and crossed herself. "Ja, ja," she said in German, "this is what we need in Poland." That was all. But I knew that we had really met, she the Catholic from Eastern Europe, I the Protestant from the West. There on the crowded tramway platform we had met as Christians. As the days passed, and no evil consequences followed the distribution of my booklets in public for all to see, I began to feel exhilarated about the possibilities in this unexpected mission field. And then one day I discovered how deep my own defeatist attitudes still ran. I believed that I had passed out Christian literature in every conceivable setting. But one morning, in the daily quiet time that I had observed ever since London days, I thought about the military barracks just up the street from the school. Not only had it never occurred to me to pass out booklets to the soldiers there, but the very sight of their uniforms made me quicken my steps in the other direction. How blind could you get? I, of all people, ought to have known that the uniform doesn't make the man.